Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining me here for another edition of How To Tips to Live Lean. Lean is an acronym that means L stands for lifestyle, E is for exercise, A is for attitude, and N is for nutrition. And these are the subject topics that will be discussed by myself, Shelley G. Hushka, a Dr. Sears Wellness Institute Lean Master Certified Health and Wellness Coach, as I educate you with how-to tips to live lean. Today, I am sharing with you more tips, tricks, and strategies you can learn to use to fulfill and enrich your days so that you are living your best life version of yourself going forward. The information provided is for your informational purposes only, so you can make an informed decision of your own health and lifestyle choices and decisions. The information provided here is in no way meant to help treat, prescribe, or diagnose any person. And today's episode continues down on exploring plant-based eating journey. All right, so today our topic is the one secret trick to bring more protein to plant-based nutrition. We are hearing the word plant-based nutrition more and more around us. With the launch of documentaries like Game Changers, books like Forks Over Knives, and the emergence of athletes changing their nutrition to be plant-based, it makes one wonder, what is this really all about? Our understanding of plant-based eating may differ from one individual to another. In the world of nutrition, plant-based eating is having a large portion of one's nutrition coming from vegetables, fruits, herbs, nuts, whole grains, and also you can include legumes or other plants. A spectrum of plant-based nutrition options is available to you. Some are very strict, the vegan diet, while others are still adding animal products like dairy, the vegetarian, and at the other end of the spectrum are those that still eat meat, poultry, and fish on an occasional basis. As our society evolves, we're constantly facing the need to change our behaviors and habits to increase our health and the quality of our lives. We are now facing climate change, food insecurity, and over 40% of the population is suffering from chronic disease. This is likely why the recent ideas put forward to improve our world and health is the plant-based nutrition. Even though food regimens are not something our doctor prescribes, yet research is showing that food has a lot to contribute to our health. It is also a less costly option to our society than prescribing medication. Whether you want to save the animals, become healthier, or simply feel better, the plant-based nutrition is a great option for those of you who want to be a better and healthier person. Choosing a plant-based nutrition doesn't have to be a complex commitment. And here's our secret trick. You increase the amount of plant-based foods on your grocery list and plant-based meals. Yes, it is as simple as that. Increase the amount of plant-based food on your grocery list and plant-based meals. The options are endless. Increase vegetables, fruits, legumes, whole grains, nuts, herbs, and spices, and so forth. This is not a diet, but a way of living, so have fun with it. Plant-based eating can be for everyone. The main idea is not to diet or remove something from your nutrition, but more about adding more vegetables, fruits, nuts, whole grains, and legumes. For those of you who love steak, you don't have to completely eliminate animal-based foods. But you can certainly reduce it by making more meals that are plant-based. And Thank you for taking your time to join me here today. I really appreciate it. And if you are enjoying listening to this podcast, please leave me a review, ask a question, and make comments from where you're listening to me at on your favorite podcast app. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, I have links that I am going to be posting in a group forum that you can also be a part of. It would only involve you going to your app store and you want to download the Wix. It's W-I-X app from your app store. And then you're going to just enter this code and you're going to connect to the group forum immediately. It's all capital letters and a number. It's GY7VKL. Again, all capital letters, GY7VKL. And if you don't know how to do that or you're just unsure, send me a text message to 503-753-3394 and I will get you all signed up. So that way you'll be in the know of when a new episode is made. And also, whenever a new product or service is going to be released, whether it's free or paid, you'll be in the know. And until next episode, stay safe, take care, and God bless. Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining me here for another edition of How-To Tips to Live Lean. Lean is an acronym that stands for this. L stands for lifestyle, E is for exercise, A is for attitude, N is for nutrition, and these are the subject topics that will be discussed by myself, Shelley G. Hushka, and I am a Dr. Sayers Wellness Institute Lean Master Certified Health and Wellness Coach, and I'm going to help educate you with how-to tips to live lean. Today, I am sharing with you more tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to learn to fulfill and enrich your days so that you're living your best life version of yourself going forward. The information provided is for your informational purposes only, so you can make an informed decision of your own health and lifestyle choices and decisions. The information provided here is in no way meant to help treat, prescribe, or diagnose any person. Today's episode continues down on our exploring a plant-based eating journey. Today's topic, the one trick to plant-based eating. We are hearing the word plant-based nutrition more and more in our society and social media. With the launch of the documentaries like Game Changers, books like Forks Over Knives, and the emergence of athletes changing their nutrition to be plant-based, it leaves many individuals wanting to transition into a plant-based nutrition themselves. In order for us to set you up for success, I want to share with you a secret trick to plant-based eating. Did you know, according to some studies, only 15% of our population is able to meet the minimum requirement of daily recommendation for fruits, and it's even less, it's 10% for vegetables. Experts in nutrition all across the world agree that the insufficient consumption of fruits and vegetables contributes to the obesity epidemic and the chronic diseases that are related to poor nutrition, especially in our country. The secret trick to plant-based eating is simple. You just simply have to add more fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, legumes to what you already do. That is it.
Plant-based eating can be for everyone. The main idea is to not diet or remove something from your nutrition, but more about adding more fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and legumes. Excuse me. For those of you who love their steak or burgers once in a while, you don't have to completely eliminate the animal-based foods, but you can certainly reduce it by focusing on having more meals that are plant-based. Plant-based eating means that you have a large portion of your meal that comes from plant-based food. That said, fruits and vegetables are often the number one thing that comes to mind when we think of a plant-based nutrition. A report published by the World Health Organization recommended that a daily intake of 400 grams of fruits and vegetables would contribute to preventing chronic diseases, which include diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and obesity. To put this in perspective, one tomato is approximately 75 grams, while one medium-sized potato is about 150 grams. Right there is 225 grams of the recommended 400 grams. For fruits, a medium apple is about 150 grams, and a small kiwi is around 75 grams. Again, you're over halfway to the 400 grams of fruits and vegetables recommended. While exercising is important, nutrition is probably the number one reason why we have so much obesity in our nation. Not knowing what to eat and difficulty reading labels has led us to be confused about what to eat or not to eat. The best approach is a balanced nutrition with a lot of variety and refrain from overindulging. And I know it sounds simple, but taking some of these small steps can lead to bigger steps. I want to thank you for taking time with me to meet me here today. I really appreciate it. And if you're loving listening to this podcast, please leave me a review, ask me a question, or make some comments on the platform that you are listening to me at. Want to get a hold of me? Text me at Hushka Coaching, and it's 503-753-3394. And if you want to become a member of the ongoing talk for plant-based nutrition, I invite you to download the app Wix. It's W-I-X. And your invite code number is going to be all caps and one number. That's capital G-Y-7-V-K-L. Again, that invite code, once you download that Wix app, or you can just text me at 503-753-3394. I will send you the link, and you would use this code for your invite. It's all capital letters and one number. It's capital G-Y-7-V-K-L. And this way, you're going to get access to the new show notes that are coming out. You're going to be getting access to blog posts, resources, tips, recipes, workshops, videos, you name it. You're going to get more resources available to you when you sign up to become a member of my forum community group. And I would love to get to know you more and talk more about how a plant-based eating lifestyle can be for you and how you can implement it in your life. All right. So till next time, stay safe, take care, and God bless.